Today's Tuesday, May 26th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Kramer, AV Beyond the Box.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 188. Matt Scott is joined by Jason Gripping and Joe Whitaker talking about Sonant acquiring James Loudspeaker. Jason Gripping starts off talking about the factors that could have led to this purchase.
Yeah, I have to say I was on one hand a little surprised by it, mostly in the sense that you alluded to, where it's two speaker companies that have, you know, by their very definition, a fair amount of overlap in the core types of products that they're offering. So that was a little bit surprising. And I did read the article where Mark was very emphatically saying we were not for sale, which I found interesting. Clearly they were, must have been a good offer. On the other hand, I didn't find it super surprising, and I can only speculate. I of course have no idea what the motivation was behind this acquisition. But one of the things that, again, we've been talking about on the show that I do is that what are other companies going to do in response to the continued consolidation, especially by Snap AV and how big they're getting and buying everything else up? How do other companies respond? And Sonance is certainly not a small company, and James has been around for a really long time. And so you just have to wonder, again, I have no idea, but you got to wonder if that had something to do with it, and these companies need, you know, other companies in the industry now need to start looking to combine forces to work together and protect and grow market share. So, you know, that was a little bit curious to me. I can say from my former experience as an integrator, had a lot of experience with both of these companies. They're both great. They both make really great products. I have nothing but good things to say about them. I know that Sonance always did a really good job of making the process easy, and they had a lot of different models to fit sort of any budget or specification. And then James was really one of our go-tos for a more boutique, like you said, specialized fit and finish. I did at the time find James's ordering process and part numbers all to be a little bit more confusing. And I remember thinking like, man, they could just be more like Sonance, right? Sonance makes it very easy. Their model numbers were always very easy for me to follow as a specifier. So, you know, maybe they can bring some of those forces together and really leverage some of the great things that James does in terms of fit and finish. And then, of course, the build quality of Sonance and how well that company and Dana Innovations in general have done in terms of just being a really integrator-friendly, installer-friendly product. So I'll be interested to see what these two companies are able to do together.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.